Yehudas try to break up the sugya. Honey Rabbi Isha, Shleish Elsar Avos. There's 13 Avos to see. Nezek tzar ripoy sheves and boishas. Nezek tzar ripoy and sheves and boishas. Reb Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer Mincha Shloima. So he says even though nezek tzar ripoy sheves and boishas are all just five different payments, they're called five different avos because you could find each one individually. Mishkachas luzeh beloy zeh, as we mentioned on Thursday. Therefore, it's five different in nizakin because it's five different. Ways that of the hezek happening, which would manifest itself in five different tashlumin. Oh. And the Mishnah continues and says, also says, it says, Shemechinam Shalom Nasei Sacher Vasoicha. Tosfos says, it's really, it's 13, but it's Dinam Yud Beis. It's the name of because Soicher is like a Shoyim HaSachar or like a Shoyim HaChinam. Rashi tells us the Soicher is like a Shoyim HaSachar. Toisvah seems to stay on committal. It's bizarre to me that in Piskei HaToisvah, the Kitzer Piskei HaToisvah says that a Soicher is like a Shoyim HaSachar. I don't know where he gets that from in Toisvah. In Rashi, I see it. Toisvah seems to say Dinei Yud Beis, a Soicher is like a Shoyim HaSachar or like a Shoyim HaChinam. But one thing's for sure, it's only Dinei Yud Beis. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Dimrus Bezakasha, that Shein Verega have the same din. So it should be Dinei Yud Aleph. So Shlomo Zalman says Einachanami. That's what it means. It's dinayim yud beis, just like Shein Veregel. The Shein Veregels are shavet dinayim, but then why is it yud beis? It should be yud aleph. So we said a different teretz that Shein Veregel, their characteristics. They, first, he said maybe they're from different psukim, maybe even from the same pasuk. They have different tchunas. Because Shein is kavanos is hanola zeik, Veregel zeik matzis. So the becheftz are different mazikim. They grada have the same din, but avada it's still going to be considered as a different mazik. Then we discuss the shayla of shoyel. Is a shoyel one of the mazikin or not? Shoyel is chayv in oinsim. You can't call him a mazik on the oinsim for sure. He didn't do anything wrong. Rabban Leib adds, listen, if I'm mazik myself, be a daim, even if I'm an oinis, lamaisa, I was the mazik. Yeah, so therefore you could be machayv me. But shoyel, he did everything he possibly could to watch this object. And then he was an oinis and the animal, something happened to the object. So why am I chayv? What, I'm a mazik? A shoyel is chayev even an oinsim. They can't call him a mazik. So Rav Aaron Leib and Shlomo Zalman, they both say nachanami. When it says nezikin, it doesn't really mean mazik. It just means that damage happened to the person. But I'm not calling you a mazik. But the Birkas Avraham doesn't like it. He says a different pshat, and he says, what does it mean that shoyel is called is a mazik? He says because a shoyel is also chayev to watch the animal. And if he's poisheya and is watching, he's going to be a mazik. Enoch anami in the oinsim sheboy, he's not going to be chayv midin mazik. Oinsim is what makes shoyel different than shoyim achin and shoyim esachar. But if an oinis happens, is he a mazik? No. Oinis is just what makes him into his unique personality. But he's going to be a mazik if something happens, like he's being poisheya in his shmira. Because the shoyel also has to do shmira. So Rabban Leib says that a shoyel is not chayiv in shmira necessarily. But Rabban Leib says he doesn't think that that's necessarily what the Bryce is coming to say. Rabban Leib and Shlomo Zalman, they both say that. But Rabban Meilinger says no, that's what the Mishnah is saying. They're learning that it means inachanami not a masik. It might depend on why is it that a shoyel is chayiv on oinsim. Is a shoyel chayiv to do shmira or not? Is he chayiv in shmira or not? It sounds like from the nesivus, you're not chayiv in shmira. Because he says, what's the gedder of a shoyel? It becomes yours for a day. So why do I have to watch it? It's mine. I have to watch my thing that it shouldn't get broken? I'm a shoyel. I'm an owner for a day. I don't have to watch it. There's no chayiv shmira b'chlal. It's just brass tacks, bottom line. You can't get it back. You can't reproduce the goods. And then what do you have to do? You have to pay. But it's not a din mazik b'chlal. It's just, it's mine. And now I can't give it back. I have to pay. However, the Birkas Avraham says no. Maybe the din of shoyel is it's kabbalos achrayis. I'm a kabbal responsibility. I'm going to watch it as best as I can. And even if I don't do a good, even if I do a great job at watching it, and an oinus happens, I'm also going to pay. I'm going to pay no matter what. But the gedder of a shoyel is about a shoymer. He's a shoymer, and if he doesn't do a shmira, he's a mazik.
So why is he chayiv? In both cases, why is he
chayiv on oinus? Chayiv on oinus because he was mekabel achrayus. He's machayev on shmir because he's a shomer. A nafkamina is
not every shomer is because you're mekabel achrayis.
No, most shomer is because of the shmira. Because the gather of the shmira, not because of kabbalas achrayis, because you didn't do your shmira.
He's talking about a nezik.
He's not a mazik by oinus, but he's a mazik when he's peishaya. What's a nafkamina? A nafkamina is he mechuyev to watch? Am I mechuyev to watch for oinsim? What's the answer? Is a person mechuyev to watch for oinsim? What would you say?
No, he can do what he wants.
Is a person mechuyev to watch for oinsim?
Yes.
Everyone will agree. No.
Why?
Because it's impossible. I can't watch Voinsim. I'm not to watch Voinsim. What do you want from me?
They always say in kindness, it depends how you lock a fence. Like it could be you that's, do it correctly, you don't do it correctly. Even if you do it correctly, you still do a much better job.
In a Hanami, we're talking about an Oinus. So that might depend on how far to take Oinus, what Oinus means exactly. But we're referring to a full-fledged Oinus. Oinus is, I'm not mechuyev to do oinus, because I can't, even over there, I'm not mechuyev to do more than I'm shmira. Whatever the shmira is, that's what I'm mechuyev to do, more than I'm not mechuyev. I did my shmira, more than that I'm an oinus. What do you want from me? So oinus, I'm not mechuyev to do shmira, that everyone agrees. The shaila is, on a regular gneva veda, am I mechuyev shmira or not? So it comes along, the Birkas Avraham, Rav Eiling, and says, if I didn't mechuyev shmira, if you don't do the shmira, chai, because you didn't do your shmira. You're a shomer mazik. Shomer mazik. A nafkamina, the chayra, is going to be as follows. Not oinus. A nafkamina is going to be as follows. What's the din, my friends? What's the din if a shomer doesn't do his shmira and the animal gets stolen? He doesn't have enough money to pay. So how are we going to take, where are we going to take the money from? From karka. Which karka are you going to take it from? Meitav. According to the Birkas Avraham, when are we going to take from Meitav? Only Gneva Vaveda. But Oines, is Oines a Mazik? He's not a Mazik. So maybe you wouldn't pay over there, you wouldn't pay for Meitav. He has to pay, but not for Meitav. Masha'en Kain, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rabban Leib, has nothing to do with being a Mazik. You're not a Mazik. There's a Hezek that happened. Did Hezek happen? Where do you pay from? From Meitav.
Meitav is only when you're
damaging,
and when you're mazik.
The Mishnah speaks about that. The reason consider these mazikin is the shalami meitav. That might be a nafkamin over here. Why is it in the Mishnah? According to the Birkas Avraham, it's only in the Mishnah klape the pshia. Only the pshia is in the Mishnah. Klape the oinus, it's not in the Mishnah. Say nachanami. Maybe won't pay meitav. What? In the Tanei Rabbi Shia.
Tanya Rabbi Shia also says you pay
Meitav? That's what it, yeah.
And he has the rest of our Mishnah also?
Yeah. We'll see the end of the Gemara. Yeah. We'll have to see. We'll have to see, Rabbi Shia. When we get to that line of the Gemara, it's the Gemara in Daf Hayam at Aleph. We'll get there soon enough. Soon enough, we'll have to see. But this is a different pshatim over here that we have in Shoyal. Is Shoyal in Achanami? It's not Midin Mazik? Ever? It's never Midin Mazik? That seems to be the way Rabbi Aaron Leib learns in the Shlomo Zalman. It's never been in Mazik. It's just one thing. It's mine for a day. If I can't reproduce it, I'm going to have to pay for it. Because I bought it off you, I never paid you for it. Mashu kazeh. But according to because of Rome, no. It's Shoyal is a Mazik in all the things that he's chayv to watch. And when he's not chayv to watch, he's takal in Kabbalah Sachrayis.
If there was no Shmira, there was an Ein as well, then he would still have to pay. Or you obviously have to pay what you're paying for.
That. If there's no Shmira?
That didn't do Shmira. That's a Shoyal.
So then he was Peshay, I mean.
But it was an
and it's chasam shi'as of ebinus. Might depend on that machlekas. It'll depend on that machlekas. If he's chayav potter. Either way, he's going to have to pay because it's a shoyal. But is he paying me din mazik or is he paying me din kabbalah sachrayis? That would depend. Again, if chasam shi'as of ebinus is chayav or not. Seder, but if I don't watch it and nothing happens to the animal, am I chayav? No. So I didn't watch it, nothing happened, there was an oinus. It's a shoyal. It's chasam shi'as of ebinus is chayav potter. Okay. Say it. So that'll be telling the machlokes. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara says, all these cases of the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Vitana didan, my time alok tani hani. Why doesn't the Tana of our Mishnah write these things? Says the Tana, Bishlam Shmuel b'niske mama kamayi b'niske gufaloi kamayi. El Rav listening. According to Shmuel, makes sense. Miniske mamon kamayri, niske gufa loy kamayri. According to Rav, why doesn't it say it? Shmuel says that when it says mave means regel, so Adam is never even mentioned in the Mishnah. Miniske mamon kamayri, niske gufa loy kamayri. El Rav listening. Tan Adam v'chol mili da Adam. So Rav says in Achanami, it says it already because Adam includes everything. El Rav oishia nami atani le Adam. Trey Gavniana, Tana Adam the Azik Adam, Tana Adam the Azik Shar. And the Gemara is being mechalik between Adam the Azik Adam and Adam the Azik Shar. So one thing that's very important over here, Rabbi Isai, is you have to realize when the Gemara uses the language of Nizke Mamain Kamairi, Nizke Gufa Eloi Kamairi, what does Nizke Mamain mean? Your Mamain damages. That's what the Gemara means at this stage. Niske Mamain Kamairi, Niske Gufalai Kamairi, according to Shmuel, but Niske Mamain means your Mamain damages. Niske Gufalai Kamairi, we're not talking about where your Guf damages. Different later on, we'll see, Rashi used Lashon of Niske Mamain, and Rashi means something else. What does Rashi mean when he used Lashon of Niske Mamain? That the damage happens to your Mamain. So the words Niske Mamain can mean different things in different contexts. So you have to know that. What does the word Niske Mamain mean? The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, it says in our Mishnah, it says, Shar, Bar, Mave, and Hever. All of the things in the Mishnah are all talking about where my animal does damages. What is Shar? According to Shmuel? Regel. What's Bar? This Bar, Mave, is Shane. Hever is Esh. All those Niske Mamain means my Mamain is doing damage. What about where the Adam does damage? According to Shmuel, it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. Therefore, all the other cases of Rabbi Ishiya, Sher Mechinam, Shoyal, Nasisachar, Soicher, Nezek, Tzah, Ripa, Shavis, and Boishas, who is the Mazik on all of those?
Adam.
Adam. It's not talking about that in our Mishnah. Shmuel's great. But according to Rav, that says that Mav is Adam. So why doesn't it say all these other things? The answer is the Gemara. In Achaim, it says Adam. Adam Echol Mili De Adam.
Even according to Shmuel, it could still be cash like in the safe. No, because Shmuel says we do deal with Adam, just
not in the list of Arba Avos. We're gonna see. We'll get there. Rashi is gonna mention this game. It means not that your Adam, your mammon is damaging, but damage just happens to your mammon. We'll see it.
It's a push. We'll see it. The hezek of the shomrim is considered
hezek. Yeah, so that you're being mazik. Yeah, but who else is being mazik? Somehow now the animal's gone. How'd the animal get gone? You're the one who gonned it. That's called niske. The Gemara says that's called niske. I'll call upon him. So according to what we're saying in Rav, Rav's got an issue. According to Rav, how do we understand over here? Why doesn't it say? The answer is Rav says, Tana Adam Echomili De Adam. So the Rav Oishia Nami, the Gemara is saying according to Rav, why does Rabbi Oishia have to write more than that? Hatani le Adam. The answer is the Gemara. Trek Avni Adam. Tana Adam Dazik Adam. Tana Adam Dazik Shar. According to Rabbi Oishia, we're going to divide up. Our Mishnah is talking about Tana Adam Dazik Shar, and over there, Rabbi Oishia is talking about Adam Dazik Adam. Hence, he mentions Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boishes. There's a whole different. That's not a discussion. Our Mishnah is talking about damage that happens to your Shar, otherwise known as Nizke Mamain. Rashi says. What does it mean, Niske Mamain?
Why does it say Adam
the Azik Shor, you mean?
Why does it say Adam the Azik Shor? Why doesn't it say
Adam? Well, that's what Rashi says. Kaloimar Niske Mamain. Rashi says, Niske Mamain over here doesn't mean that my animal does damages. It means damages happen to my animal.
That's the point.
It's not. Niske Mamain. Rashi, it is. No, when Rashi said Niske Mamain, it's just talking about, like, your... Zokt. Because according to Rav, it's also talking about
Niske Adam, because talking about Adam is being Masik. It's talking about Masik, but
what? Right, so it's a different type of Niske Mamain. Klape, if it's talking about an Adam is Masik, his Mamain. So not Adam is Mazik Adam. Therefore, it leaves out Nezek, Shah, Ripa, Sheves, and Bunches. Now the Gemara has a question. Frek the Gemara. Ihachi Shar Nami, listen, Treg Avnei Shar. Listen, Shar da Azik Shar. Listen, Shar da Azik Adam. If you're being machalic between Nizke Shar and Nizke Adam, the damages happen to them. Why don't you machalic by Adam also? And it's more high mai. Bishlam Adam da Azik Shar, Nezik du Mishalim, Adam da Azik Adam, Mishalim Arbidvarm, El Shar, Mali Shar da Azik Shar, Mali Shar da Azik Adam. EDVD is Nezik du Mishalim, it's the same. So the Gemara Hashem Mechina, Vashon Nasisach, Vasoich, the Azik Shar, who? Uktani. That's Adam Dazik Shar over there. the damage happens to the shor. So what? And still it says it in the brisa. It says the gemara tani hazeka de biyadayim, tani hazeka de memelo. There's a difference between hazeka de yadayim, which means the avasar mishnah is all hazeka de biyadayim, and the dalit shomrim is hazeka de memelo. The shaila is, but nezek tzaripa shemes and boishes is hezek de memelo, hezek de yadayim. Nezek tzaripa shemes and boishes when he's mazik biyadayim. So the Gemara says the Bryce is only talking about Hezekah b'din memela. So, what? I'm just want to ask this question first, and then we'll get to Toby's question.
Says that they're cheating for sure.
Okay, hope I will. The Bryce says the Gemara says we're being machalik between Hezekah d'memela and Hezekah d'yadayim. We're saying that the Mishnah is only talking about Hezekah d'yadayim. And the Braisa, Rabbi Yishe, is only talking about Hezekah de Memela, which means the case of Shomer is all Memela, but Nezek Taripa Shevis and Bosh is not Memela, it's Biyadayim.
Nezek is
Biyadayim,
the other things are Memela.
They're all Biyadayim.
He didn't damage the Shevis.
Sure, it's all called Biyadayim. Those are all Biyadayim. Nezek's Biyadayim, Tara's Biyadayim, they're all Biyadayim.
No,
it's
only you.
Because we're not
you
falling
actually
off.
Damage the rest. That's
the Adam,
what happens.
The Isaac, Adam.
In other words, the Gemara is still remaining with the original qualification it gave. The Gemara previously said there's a difference between whether you're Mazik Shor or you're Mazik Adam. Therefore, we knocked out Nezek Taripa, Shevis, and Boishes. Now, what about the fact that on the bottom we're talking about Shor Mechina, which is talking about Behema? Over there, it's a difference between Yodayim and Memela. So there's two qualifications to make it to our Mishnah. Two things. First of all, it has to be talking about Adam de Azik Shor. Second of all, it has to be talking about Adam de Azik Shor, Biyadayim. So Nezek Tzaripa and Shevis and Boishes don't belong in. Why not? Because it's Adam de Azik. Adam doesn't belong in our Mishnah. And Shemechinim, Shemechsachar, Nosisachar, Vasachar don't belong in. Why not? Because it's Memela.
There's nothing that points that Adam de Azik, Adam, you would even make that split.
What do you mean?
Memela and Biyadayim.
In Adam de Azik, Adam, you mean?
Right.
Okay.
Why is it Memela?
Why is Shem Mechinim considered Memela? Because I'm not doing anything, I'm passive.
That's what Memela means?
Yeah. I'm not Biyadayim being Mazik, I'm just...
Being Peshe, that's
fine. That's right, but the Hezek is Memela.
I know, but the Hezek is it, he's not watching the end.
That's Memela. Not watching. He's not watching. That's Memela. Not watching.
What's
Kisei Teish? Not watching. So,
what's by Kisei Teish?
Right.
That's Memela.
What? That's Biyadayim.
You made the fire.
Well, that's part of the kasha. That's part of the kasha that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman asks over here. That why every time an animal is mazik, why am I chayiv? Because I was b'shei and my shmirah should also be called Memela. Okay. Shlomo Zalman asks that kasha.
So what differentiates the two? You have the shmirah, but
because. By all the other things, the hezek is that I'm being passive. In other words, I lost the animal. Nothing happened to the animal. I lost it. Therefore, I'm chayiv because I didn't watch it. Masha Enkein, the case of the bar, something fell into my animal. Something fell into my pit and got damaged, or I dug the pit, or that's a hezek biyadayim.
We just answered something about
Bryce's
talk about
the
Hezek
Memela,
the last 2% is not. Bryce's Hezek Memela. We just answered that the Tariq Bishop
of the Bryce is still not Memela. Because, Enochanami, those are Biyadayim, but that's Adam Dazik Adam. That's Yadayim. No, we're saying anything that's in the Mishnah has to be Adam Dazik Shor Biyadayim. Anything that's not Adam Dazik Shor Biyadayim isn't in the Mishnah, and the Bryce has to write about. In other words, our Mishnah is talking about Yadayim, and the Bryce includes Memela. Includes, Rabbi Yishai is including other things that aren't in the Mishnah. So, have you have a Kasha?
No.
Okay. Let's see Rashi, Rabbi Yishai. Rashi says, Rashi on Nezek. On Thursday, what is the lashon of noisin loy mashu shav achshav? What's the lashon of noisin? It's a tashlum. You should say mishalim mashu shav achshav. Says Rashi, tzar oimdim kama adam oimed yadoli kotzitz aydei cherev roitze liten kidei sheiktoitz loy aydei sam. To less lay tzar kulei hay. He'd rather do it through poison, through some sort of anesthetic, or some is a potion, or something, a powder, and it's not as much pain. We say, what do you mean, not as much pain? It sounds like there's pain either way. So you're not paying for the entire pain. You're not paying for the entire pain. So if you look in Rashi, the Rashi that we gave out in Mishpatim is a hafladika Rashi. Rashi ala Torah. Rashi also says that. Says the same type of lashon. Rashi says. Rashi says that if you would be choitechit besam, enu mitzar kol kach. If you look at the bottom line, elo aimrim. In the Rashi Mishpatim, if you have the, we gave it out on Thursday. Elo aimrim yesh lo lechoitcha besam, she'enu mitzar kol kach. V'zechoitcha bebarzol v'tzaroi. There's a difference between whether it's, there's sam, which is not mitzar so much, and he cut it off with his with iron, and then he has a lot of tzar. That's why you have to pay. Rashi over there also mentions that there's some sort of tzar. So why does he have to pay for that minimal tzar, which anyway he's going to have? So if you look in the Rashi, Rashi is coming to say the following thing. Says Rashi, is a person chayiv tzar b'makom nezek? Person caused nezek and tzar. Does he have to pay for the tzar and the makom nezek? The Gemara brings a special pasuk, chayiv b'tzar b'makom nezek. Why do you need a pasuk? Says Rashi, she'af al pi she'noisin lo yedmei yodoi, even though you're paying the value of the hand, otherwise known as nezek, ain't poitrin oisoy min atzar. We don't say a part of him tzar. Loimar, that it's saying, hoyel v'kona yodoi, yesh alav l'choit choy b'chol ma'she yirtza. I bought the arm, I could cut it off however I want. Kana yodoi. Listen, this lashon of Rashi al Torah. Yeshu lechoitchoi bechol mashiyirtz. I could cut it off however I want. Don't say that. Elo oimim loy lechoitchoi besam. You should have cut it off with sam. You bought the arm, okay? The arm's yours, but you got to cut it off with sam. She'enu mitzayer kol kach. V'zeh choitchoi bebarzel umetzaroi. What's mashma from Rashi? That if I would cut it off with the most sensitive way possible, but there's a minimal amount of tzar. Do I have to pay for that tzar? No, why not?
It's impossible to cut it off without actually.
And when I paid nezek, what did I pay for?
It's part of the nezek. You paid for cutting off an arm.
I paid for the arm. So therefore, the minimal amount of tzar that's going to happen, that I don't have to pay for. All I have to pay for is the discrepancy between the smallest amount of tzar I possibly could have done, and I caused more tzar. So the discrepancy between the two tzars is what I have to pay for.
The smallest amount of tzar is part of nezek.
It's a penalty gesach in Rashi. Rashi is giving us a new agdara in what nezek is. I thought nezek is I caused damage, I have to pay for the damage. I caused tzar, I have to pay for the tzar. She says, that's not what happens when you pay for nezek. What do you do when you pay for nezek?
It's impossible to cut off the hand without X amount of tzar, so why is that? So
yeah, but what does it have to do? I'm paying for the nezek, I'm not paying for... I didn't buy your arm.
No, I'm paying that I cut off your hand.
Okay, so I pay for the fact that now you can't use your hand, and I caused you tzar, says Rashi. No, because that's not the way it works. I'm not paying you because I cut off your arm. I'm keilu buying your arm. It's a pellet. The Chayra was saying over here, a new Hagdara in Nezek, if you look in the Rambam that we gave out also on Thursday, Rambam Hilchos Chovah L'Mazik Perek Aleph, says the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Zeh She'nemar B'Toyra, Kasha Yitein Mum Ba'Adam, Ken Yinosein Boy, like a person gives a mum to some person, will give back to him, Eino Lach Boil B'Zeh, Kama Shechavah B'Chaveru, you don't hit him like he hit his friend, Ela Shehu Roi L'Chasroi Ever, it's roi to take away his aver, or to give him a wound, like he did. Really, what are we supposed to do to you? A person that's hit someone should take off his arm. We don't take off his arm. Instead, he pays the value of the arm. The other person's arm, because what's the pshat? It's ke'ilu, I'm buying the arm off you. So now, the fact that I took the arm is no problem. We're not saying over here you have to pay. If a person breaks someone's window, do we say we should break your window and therefore you pay? No, it's nothing to do with that. It's you broke the window, pay the damages. But when it comes to chayva by a person, it's a whole different technique. It's a whole different mechanics. When a person cuts off someone's arm, but etzim should cut off his arm, so he has to buy the arm off you in order that now you have no tain on him. So he bought off the arm. So now he bought the arm, so he shouldn't pay the minimal amount of tzar. Because I bought the arm, I can take the arm off. Only what's more than that, says the Lefizer, Rabbi Say, is Nezek a tashlum? Is Nezek a tashlum?
That was Japan.
Nezek is you are
out of not getting your own.
You're getting out of you're buying out. You're buying out. So I'm a little bit more comfortable Lashon of Rashi. Rashi said Nezek, Noisein Loi, Lashon of Rashi is Chovil Chavir, Noisein Loi Mashu Shava Achshav Pachos Mizachil. You give it to him. What do you mean I give it to him? I pay him. I damage you, I pay you. It's not Mishali means I need to make you whole. That's because I'm not making you whole. I'm buying your arm off you. So here's the money for the arm. I'm giving you the money for the arm.
But you don't come out.
So in order that's the koifer ki'ilu.
So why by shor doesn't it say koifer?
Why by shor doesn't it say?
By shor it says none after me a thousand.
We're gonna see shor. We're gonna get to shor. We got there. This is by Adam. Nezek of Adam. This is the way it works. Totally different than what we thought up until now.
So why by any damage there is, does it not say nice? It doesn't say nice by every damage.
Because every damage, the pshat is you pay for the damages. Over here, I'm not paying for damages. If I pay for damages, I should pay for all the tzar. I damaged you and I caused you tzar. I'm not paying for damages. I'm giving you money in order that now I could own your arm. It's almost like I'm buying your arm off you.
Yeah, like if your cow kills someone else's cow, so you pay for the cow.
Yeah, but you don't buy the cow off him. You pay for the damages. You're mishalim. You make him whole. I caused you a loss. I'm going to fill up your hole. That's mishalim. I'm mashlim the hefsid. Over here, I'm not being mashlim. I'm buying the arm.
What about by bar?
Even though I'm meisiyah loy, that just means that we're going to be menakeh from the hefsid. You're not buying the animal off him. The hefsid that you owe him is you're paying him because of the hefsid you caused him.
So, I mean, you're not minusing it, are you? Yeah. If my shark killed $800 shark, I have to give a person $800 shark. I have to give him $700 because I caused the $700.
Say it, but that's in the hefsid I caused him was $700. I caused him a loss of $700.
I'll give him $700.
Yeah.
Okay, so over here, the mouse we get to give the arm. Would the mazik get to give the arm like mamish?
What do you mean? Does it keep the limb? It gets buried. No, I don't think so. Sure. I don't think you could keep it for like. Sorry.
Well, come on.
Hang it out.
Okay.
Take everything out of your freezer.
The meat of the animal and pay for
the price. That's a machloikas. Macy alloy. The nizik with the mazik. It's a machloikas. Let's get back to the other question we have over here that comes from Rashi. Rashi says, Ripoy v'sheves u'boishes, kulu yolof mikroi v'perek ha'choyvel, v'kivan d'chsivi avas ninhu. Rashi says, kivan d'chsivi. Are all of them written mefurish in the pasuk?
Nope.
They're not mefurish. Rashi says, kivan d'chsivi avas. Rashi does it again. What word does Rashi leave out?
Behedya.
The takana behedya. Kivan d'chsivi, Rashi's stressing, avas, it's enough because they're written. Kol hanuch to Rabbi Yishio, hu atzmei mazik. And says the Gemara, it's Tana Adam. Our Mishnah, Mavad Masnisan, is talking about Tana Adam the Azik Shar. Our Mishnah is talking about Tana Adam the Azik Shar. Kiloina. Niske Maman. Rashi says, what that means, Adam Mazik Shor, doesn't mean it doesn't have to be Mazik the Shor, right? It could be Mazik Adam, it could be Mazik many things. It means Nizke Mamoin. Nizke Mamoin over here, Rashi means damages that happen to your Mamoin. The Mave, Dumya Debor Ktani. Because Mave is Doime Tabor. Ubor Lamay Ben Nizke Adam. The Rachmona Patre, the Gamri. Kitanya the Kamon, Shovel Adam Chamor Velay Kedem. Says Rashi that our Mishnah is talking about just nezik that happens to behemoths and things like that, because we were patterned Adam by bar. It says shor v'lo Adam chamor v'lo keirim. And being that the Mishnah mentioned shor bar mave, bar is talking about not Adam, so mave is also talking about not Adam. But Adam the azik shor hecha ksiv dekar le'av dechsiv maka nefesh behema yishal meno. This is what Rashi says. Rashi's a pellet. Rishonim, Achronim, everyone bombs away Rashi. Bar is only talking about Niske Behemoth, it's not talking about Niske Adam. Bar the Mayim be Niske Adam? What are you talking about? The din of Shor v'lo Adam, Chamor v'lo Kelim, is only talking about Misa. If an Adam falls into a bar and he dies, what's the din? Pater. What happens if he falls into a bar and gets damaged? You're Chayef. Frechter Rabbeinu Peretz. You gotta start with the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Peretz asks on Rashi, what's going on over here? How could Rashi say bar is not talking about Niske Adam? So Rabbeinu Peretz says two terutzim. His first terutz, he says, is, says Rabbeinu Peretz, Mikol Mokoyim. Ikur bar dikra mayri binazakin, b'misa. Ikur bar dikra is mayri b'misa. The main pasuk of bar is talking about misa.
But then, why, according to that, why does Rashi stress
Pater? The main pasuk is talking about the classic bar is talking about the person dies in the bar. That's what he says. So therefore, we're talking generally. We're talking about bar, but Rashi doesn't say that. As Moshe Aaron is medayik, Rashi says when it comes to bar, the lashon of Rashi is uderachmona patre legamri. It says even more than that. It says, Ubor lo mari ben nizke Adam derachmano patre legamre. And nizke Adam rachmano is patre legamre. Completely, totally. So you can't say ikur bar in Rashi. And the second teretz also doesn't go in Rashi. It says the Tos Rabbeinu Peretz. Yeah, we don't mean to say from bar, you don't necessarily, we're talking about nizke behema. Stam, a Mishnah's talking about nizke behema. I don't have to bring a riot from anywhere. It's also not Rashi. So Rashi is left tzorech ian.
What's his second answer?
His second answer is when the Gemara says that we're talking about Shor the Azik Shor, it's Beloy Haychacha. Mishnah's Vade talking about Azik Shor, it's not talking about Azik Adam. Stam! That's Pashtus of the Mishnah, we're not talking about people. Leave people out of it. That's it. Without a Makar from anywhere. But Rashi brings a Makar from Bar. So you could say that on your own. You could say our Mishnah's probably just talking about Behemoth. But Rashi says, no, our Mishnah is only talking about behemoths because of bar. What's derived from bar? Bar is also talking about where a person falls into a bar. He's chayiv on nezakin. Amisa is not chayiv on nezakin. He's chayiv. Says the Gemara Vayter. Says the Gemara, once you're being mechalik between the two cases of Adam da'azik Adam or Adam da'azik Shor, imhachi Shor nami, listeni trey gavne Shor. Listeni Shor da'azik Shor, listeni Shor da'azik Adam. Why don't you write two different types of Shor? And says the Gemara, Hi, my bishlam adam dazik shor nezik nu mishalam adam dazik adam mishalam arbit volum ela shor mali shor dazik shor mali shor dazik adam idi idi nezik nu mishalam. Zok the Gemara, when it comes to adam and mazik, is there a difference if an adam is mazik a shor or if an adam is mazik an adam? What's the difference? Adam is mazik an adam arbit volum. So therefore, you can differentiate between them. But when a shor is mazik in Adam, when a shor is mazik a shor, it's identical. Mali shor dazik shor, mali shor dazik Adam.
You mean it kills?
No. It's not mazik. That's
yeah, that's a different story. Cold. Yeah, but that's not anyway, not over here.
No. It can't be.
Even still,
well, we're going to have to see. Let's see what we're saying over here. Frechter, Moshe Shmuel Akasha, Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, it's a question, he says as follows. What's the difference between Adam da Azik Adam and Adam da Azik Shar? What's the difference of Adam da Azik Shar and Adam da Azik Adam? Dalad Dvarim. Tzari, Peshavas, and Boishas. That's the only difference. Is Nezek the same? So why does Rav Oshia say Nezek, Tzari, Peshavas, and Boishas? You shouldn't tell us Nezek. Nezek was already in our Mishnah before. Because Nezek is Adam Da'azik Shor. He also pays Nezek. What does Nezek mean? Damages. So Tsar, you don't pay for the animal. You could cause the animal pain. You don't pay Tsar. Ripoy Shevis Boishes, you don't pay that. The only thing you pay for an animal is Nezek. So why do you have to repeat Nezek? Oh, because now we're talking about Adam Da'azik Adam. But that's a different Nezek. But it's the same Nezek. But Rabbi Oshia says Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shevis, and Moshes. So the Gemara says there's a difference of four things. Only four things different. But Nezek is the same.
We said that Adam has a different...
Oh. So says Rav Moshe Shmuel, based on the Yisoid we said before, the Nezek of Adam and the Nezek of Behemah are two different Nezakin. The Lashon, I'm reading the Lashon of Rav Moshe Shmuel, says, he says that the din of Adam that he has Tashlum is a totally different din. The Shor, the Azik Adam, Mishalim, Nezek, Mamoin, Be'alma. A Shor that's Mazik Adam is a regular Nezek, Mamoin. Uketashlum, the Adam, the Azik Adam, Chayiv Lishayim, Ayin Tachas Ale Ayin. That's a new type of din. If you look in the Rambam that we gave out on Thursday, the Rambam says something hachlo v'fela. What happens? The Rambam in Hilchos Niske Chayvul Mazik Perakei Alocha Vav says the Rambam a fascinating thing. What happens if a person cuts off someone's arm and walks into Bezdin and is moida? Cuts off someone's arm and walks into Bezdin and is moida. What would you think? Why would you think what?
Only
Chayv Nezek, right? You're only Nezek, right? What would you think? Only Chayv Nezek, right? Walks in his
moida.
Right? Only Chayv Nezek, right? The Rambam says you're putter on Nezek. Putter on. You actually have to pay boishas, tsar, sheves, and boishas, and ripui. No, I'm sorry. It's patur on tsar. It's chayv, sheves, boishas, and ripui. Look at the Rambam. I read it to you inside. The Rambam, Hilchas, choyvel amazik perikei, choyda ha-choyvel shu choval. Im loy hoyu sham edim klal. No edim there. V'hu amar chaval tabi v'hoyda me'atzmoy. Patur min ha-nezek u min ha-tsar. Why is he putter on Nezek and Tzar? It seems like Rambam holds Nezek is Knas. Nezek is Knas. Why is Nezek Knas? If a person's animal damages and he's Moida, you say he's putter? For sure not. For sure that's Mamoin. Because you understand when I'm Choyvel on someone, it's a whole different form of Tashlum. The Tashlum and Choyvel Ba'adam, we're saying it's like, I'm almost like I have to buy the arm off. I have to buy the arm off you? What is that? That's a knas. It's a weird form of Tashlum. Says the Rama Enochanami, if you're Moida in that Tashlum, you're going to be Pater. Moida be Knas Pater.
How is that a knas? The car you're going down
so that's the gauge. That's just the gauge.
Right.
It's not technically. It's not what you're paying.
That's not the machayev.
That's how you eyes.
That's not the machayev. What's machayev? You now I have to buy your arm. What I have to buy his arm for? What make it? It's a news. I have to buy his arm. I don't have to. It's not attached to him. It's a noisein. I have to noisein. What I have to be noisein to you? What I have to? I have to buy it of you. A new zach have to buy your arm? I'm my damn potter.
No.
That's look at that carefully. Look at that carefully. That's just kama roitz elitain. It's not a mishalim. It's roitz elitain.
Did you pay for that?
No. Because I'm not paying. That's not paying. That's the litmus. That's just the litmus.
It's not a shulman payment. It's a kanaz payment. That's just telling you how much it
costs.
That's what the Rambam says.
Yeah, it's pain. You're shelling out cash the same way.
Pain is weakness leaving the body.
What?
It's what it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. You should be paying me for that one.
That's a kanas, right? The Torah is mandated in the penalty. With the value, I'm saying it is.
Oh, we have to see kanas. We'll see. But the Rambam, for now, the Rambam says, Nezek and Tzara, kanas. Pain is weakness leaving the body. It's that simple. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. That's it. And Nezek is a strange tashlum. It's a nayer sort tashlum. It's a new thing. I have to buy your arm off you. Noisin loy. He has to give him the van. Noisin loy. What's that? Noisin loy. He's my name class, Potter. Mela, Zokter Moshe Shmuel, Noira. Says Moshe Shmuel, the Nezek of Adam Dazik Adam and the Nezek of Adam Dazik Shor are two different Nezeks. Nezek of Adam da Azik Shor, Maka Behema Yishalmeno, Yishalmeno is Tashlum. Maka Behema Yishalmeno is Tashlum. That's not Tashlum, that's Nezek. That's Mamoin. But Adam da Azik Adam, those is a Nair Sort Zach. And that's Knas. So it's a different form of Nezek. They're both Nezek. But Avada, you can write it as its own because it's a new Hagadara. Hafla vafela. Rabbi, the Fizeh, we could perhaps answer the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz's Kasha on Rashi. Direct Rabbeinu Peretz on Rashi. Chvashteinish. Rashi says, the Nizke, Tana is talking about Adam Da'azik Shor. We're talking about Adam Da'azik Shor. We're not talking about Adam Da'azik Adam. Rashi says, Koloim Ar Nizke Momoy. Why? Because Bar, you're Pater when Adam is Azik. When Adam, on Niske Adam, Legamri. You're going, what do you mean Legamri? You're Chayiv. On the Zok, you just put on Misa. Zokt, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Tzatzal Moiridik. He says, listen. Meferan, two different ways to look at a person. You could look at a person, and there's this whole needin of how to pay back a person. You have to restore his arm, buy his arm, and this whole thing. You're donning him as an Adam. And there's a discussion of kaifer and all different types of, that's Adam dick. But there's another way of looking at an Adam. You look at an Adam as an Adam is oichet, a man's nechasim. It's also his mamoin. So a shor is a person's Adam, is a person's mamoin. A person has a shor, is his mamoin. And if someone damages my mamoin, you have to pay. Is a person also a person's mamoin? Yeah. So oichet is game mamoin. Listen to this. So when it says Shor v'loy Adam, Chamor v'loy Kalim, then a bar is potter in Adam. Thus mate, a bar is potter in Adam. Mitzad Adam is a potter. So if a person dies in the bar and you want a dan, klape the Adam sheboy, you took away his nefesh. There you're potter. Bar is potter from Adam. But if a person gets damaged in the bar, so then you're chayev mitzad the niske mamoin in the Adam. Namitzad niske Adam, niske mamoin. And that's so meduik in Rashi. Rashi says, Tana is Adam da'asik shor, kiloimar niske mamoin. What is Rashi saying? Kiloimar niske mamoin. Because it's not only Adam da'asik shor, it's even Adam, but only in an Azik Adam, that's Adam mitzad the mamoin sheboy. Kaloimar niske mamoin. How do I want to talk about niske mamoin? Because of bar. Bar is also only talking about niske mamoin. Because bar is part of Adam Lagamri. What do you mean? Your chayv on a person gets damaged? The damaged is the niske mamoin sheboy in the Adam. Dan the Adam mitzad the niske mamoin. I'll show it to you, Mefurish and Rambam. We'll end in dramatic fashion. Zok the Rambam. In Hilchas Nizke Mamoin, Perek Zayin, Halocha Gimel. Rabbi, let's lay in the Rambam and we'll see. If you don't know the Sugya, then you don't realize what the Rambam is doing. But now we know the Sugya and it's a breathtaking Rambam. Behema Shechovlo Be'Adam. A behema that does damage to an Adam. Bein Be'Kavono, Bein Shaloi Be'Kavono. Im Tama he mishalim chatzin nezek, the behema is a tam, pays chatzin nezek migufa vimuad, it's mishalim nezek shalim, u pater min ha-sheves, u min ha-boishes, u min ha-tzara min ha-ripoy. It's pater from sheves, boishes, tzara, ripoy. Sha'ar b'dvarim elu, lo chayiv ha-toyer behem, elo lo adam shechavol b'chaveroi. But when the only time you chayiv nezek tzara, ripoy, sheves, and boishes, tzara, ripoy, it's only adam chayiv b'chaveroi. Avol, behem toy, shechavlo b'adam. Hareze kemi shehezika memoinoi vein chayiv el nezek bilvad. Vozok Rambam. Hareze kemi shehezika memoinoi. When you're sure is mazik your Adam, you're not chayiv in da'al dvarim. You know why? Because it's like your mazik is mamoin. When you're mazik, what do you mean mazik the person? Yeah, but it's hareze kemi shehezika memoinoi. She'enu chayiv el nezek bilvad. Zokt Rambam, that the Hagdorah of the Chiyuv, when it comes to a Shor, it's Mazik Adam, is, it's Azoivi or Mazik Mamoin. And thus made the Gemara. This Mamish the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mali Shor da Azik Shor, Mali Shor da Azik Adam. What does the Gemara mean? You're Mazik Adam, you're Chayv Mitzad the Mamoinoi. It's, this is Al Shor Mazik Mamoin. It's the same thing. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. So when we're saying over here that there's two different Gedarim, we say there's something called Adam Dazik Adam and Adam Dazik Shor. Because the Andram Chayiv, there's something called Adam Dazik Adam. And even if in the other things you're going to be Chayiv on Adam, Bober Mitzad Mimoino, not Mitzad, the din of Adam. So Boris Tanka Chayiv on Adam. Aber, from what din? From Nizke Mimoino. It's Harei Kumishim Yizik Mimoino. Because vice, because the Torah is mafkia that din. When the Torah is machayev knas, Torah is mafkia yana din.
When you potter on a bar, Adam, which is still be chayev to pay his yarshin, the price of what all the limbs would add up to.
That's a machloikis. If you're chayev on the nezakin aside for the misa. There's such a machlokes, kind of. The way it works is as follows. See, Tuli, this is the same type of question that Ramesh is asking. The same type of question is as follows. The Torah puts the tashlumin in a certain category. You don't overlap categories. So once the Torah says you're paying like koifer, then what we're talking about is saying, okay, forget about niske mamon. This now is niske adam. Niske mamon, out of the question. Niske adam. Once you put in niske adam category, so then that's the shaila, do you have niske adam or not? The same thing is when it comes to knas. When a person is choyvel b'chaveiroi, so he always pay nezek. If he's moide b'knas, he's potter. But what about the mamoinei chelek? Once the Torah is magdir it like this, the Torah took it out of that category. This is the way the Torah is telling
it's
you to
one
pay.
Or the other.
One or the other.
What about mazel?
Mazel?
Shar, this is early on the shar, if you damage other
yeah,
right
away.
Slightly. You should be chayv off the moment right away.
Right
away,
as
the
moment
is
on
the Adam. Why is the Adam not more
Mazel?
We're saying he's also
a
din
moment. I don't know.
It just makes it harder to
you have to see how you learned that. So give back. Yeah,